Rissen's first clue came as a curious sound. She'd been waiting for a rowboat to return to take her to join the shore team. She wanted to inspect the great shell remains there, see if she could spot anything that gave her a clue on how to help Chiri Chiri. Now she turned around in her seat on the quarterdeck and looked toward the strange sound. What she saw in the water made her feel as if she'd been struck by a bolt of lightning. Hundreds of kremlings, crustaceans smaller than a person's fist, were crawling out of the ocean and up the side of the ship, and each seemed to be carrying a piece of flesh on it. She even spotted one with an eyeball on its back. Had these things ripped apart a person? Were they carrion feeders? Something worse? Thousands of similar kremlings spat out of the water around the Wandersail, swarming up the sides of the ship. Violet Fearspren gathered at Rissen's feet. Never before had she felt more trapped by her inability to walk. Cord backed away. Rissen, however, had to unstrap herself before she could escape. She was too slow. Her trembling fingers didn't seem to work as she fought with the buckles. The strange kremlings flooded over the side railing. She finally got the belt undone, but by then the things were swarming all around her. She couldn't flop onto the deck and crawl away. She'd be overrun. Instead, she tried to pull herself farther up into the seat. However, instead of crawling up her legs and attacking her, some of the kremlings pooled on the deck nearby. Then, in a bizarre display, they began to fit together. Like people grabbing hands and forming a line, the kremlings interlocked their wriggling legs, putting their backs outward. The bits of flesh and skin on them fit together like pieces of a puzzle. Human-like feet formed, then legs. Kremlings crawled up, pulling together into a writhing heap that became a torso. Then finally, the full figure of a nude man, lacking genitals. The head came last, eyes popping into place as kremlings squeezed inside the skull. Lines of tattoos hid the seams in the skin.
Hello, Rissen.